Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the readings for the first Sunday of Lent. It's really worth pondering those readings today and tomorrow so that your heart might be really disposed to receive the seed of God's Word, that it might bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. You know, the more we prepare the soil of our hearts and the more we water it with faith, the more fruit it's going to bear. So let's look at the readings for this first Sunday of Lent. The first one is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, beginning with verse 4. Deuteronomy 26, verse 4. Moses said to the people, "The priest shall take the pannier from your hand and lay it before the altar of the Lord your God. Then, in the sight of the Lord your God, you must make this pronouncement. My father was a wandering Aramean. He went down into Egypt to find refuge there, few in numbers. But there he became a nation great, mighty, and strong. The Egyptians ill-treated us. They gave us no peace and inflicted harsh slavery on us. But we called on the Lord, the God of our fathers. The Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us here and gave us this land, a land where milk and honey flow. Here then I bring the first fruits of the produce of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. You must then lay them before the Lord your God and bow down in the sight of the Lord your God." Now, those verses of Deuteronomy 26, 4 to 10, those verses could alone, I don't think it's all that God intends, but it alone could be the focus of your Lent. Because what is happening here, that a part of that section the Jews read every year on Passover, they recall what God has done for them. We are a nation, all of North America, in fact, because I know this program is being heard in Canada now. All of us are so wealthy beyond what we could ever imagine, especially in comparison to all the nations of the world. And yet, I think we are probably the most ungrateful of people. I think the Western world is a very ungrateful nation. And one of the virtues is really a virtue of gratitude, of acknowledging where the source of our blessing and our wealth and our abundance comes from. Acknowledging that. I mean, I think of the people of India so recently in that terrible earthquake. Think of them, no food, no water, no shelter, 41 degrees at night, no way of disposing of dead bodies, the stench. Think of all of that and then add to it the grief of losing your whole family. Add to it the grief of being entombed, so to speak, you being the only survivor and entombed with the dead bodies of your family members for days. Think of the physical and the psychological trauma. And they have nothing, brothers and sisters. Oh, we're going to send relief. Oh, yes, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But they have to eke out an existence. Now, compare your life to that. And I'm sure you can find an abundance of blessings. One of the focuses for Lent is to take time daily to thank God for what He's given. Bless His name. Your faith will grow as a result. We take so much for granted. This reading also reflects a willingness to return the first fruits of the produce of the soil, to tithe, in other words. This is the first indication of tithing. This is a way of rendering thanks. Words are good, but deeds are better. To return a tenth of what you have to the Lord. Now you say, well, gee, I really can't. I mean, I need everything. Start. Give 2% of your monthly income, or 3%, or 5%. Start with something. Because I know this friend of mine who donates to our work quite regularly and donates very generously. And I asked him one time what got him started, and he laughed, and he said, well, you know, he said, my wife and I, when our children were small, he said, we really had almost nothing. He said, we didn't have enough to live on. And we were thinking, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? Are we going to get two jobs? What are we going to do? How are we going to make ends meet? And he said, I really believe God spoke to my heart and said, thank me for what I have given you. Even when we didn't think we had enough, he said, God told me, thank me for what I have given you. And he said, as we did that, we saw more of the blessings. We weren't focused so much on the lack. We were focused on what we had received. That gave us faith and hope. And then he said, God really encouraged us. He said, we got inspirations to give even out of our need. We couldn't give very much, but we could give a little bit. And he said, now, he said, I see that those who render thanks, not because he was looking for something back, he was just following the Lord, rendering thanks and giving even out of his need. He said, God has blessed us so much. He said, we have been given so much in terms of money. I got an excellent job, and it has more than provided for us. It just keeps increasing. And so he said, we just keep increasing what we give away. Now, there's something about that, brothers and sisters, that we really need to learn. And it may be the focus for your Lent, thanking God for what you have received and asking him to meet your need. Going directly to God and asking him to meet your need, putting aside your anxiety, and giving even out of your need, not recklessly, not irresponsibly, but really thinking, if there's somebody worse off than I am, what can I share of what I have? Remember that story of Mother Teresa, how they got in a shipment of rice and she took that rice, a good portion of that rice, even though the sisters needed it just for sustenance, she took a portion of that and gave it to a Muslim family who lived next door, who were in dire need. And what happens? But that Muslim woman slips out, even while Mother Teresa is there, slips out and takes some portion of what they had been given to another family. Brothers and sisters, how's your heart disposed? How is it disposed? I remember talking to a husband and a father of 8 children just very recently. And he said, we just don't have enough and to live on. And he said, I don't know what we're going to do. We're homeschooling our children. Should we make changes there? Should my wife get a job? What are we going to do? He said, I don't think that's what God wants. So he said, we're just taking a little time thanking God for all the blessings he has given us and looking to him to provide. He was a very responsible husband and father. It just wasn't enough money. And so on a particular day, he and his wife came to me and asked me if I would just pray with them, pray that God would give them some sign that he would provide, or did they need to make some drastic changes. And we prayed that day, and the very next morning he goes in to his work and totally as a surprise, totally, He had no indication of it. His boss gave him a 30% increase in his salary. He depended on the Lord, and the Lord rewards. Now, sometimes the Lord does it through other people. Sometimes he wants us to make changes. But our first act ought to be to thank him for what he has given us, to see how we can serve others in their need, even out of our own need, and to trust him to provide either directly or through others. Brothers and sisters, we have it all wrong. We have so much, and we give away so little. We share so little. Think about it from that first reading. The gospel clearly speaks to us today of the temptations that the Lord encountered, temptations that when he was physically hungry to take care of himself. He could have, you know. He could have turned every stone into bread, but he didn't. He looked to his Father in heaven. He was tempted by the devil to pride, to exercise authority over all kinds of dominions and kingdoms. But again, Jesus looked to his Father. He was tempted to glory, to temporal power by the devil. And again, Jesus would quote scripture to him. He would turn his face to his Father. Jesus said, you can't put the Lord to the test. You have to worship God and serve him alone, so that when we're in need, we don't say, prove that you care about me. Prove it by doing this and that and the other thing. We come to him in a disposition of thanksgiving for the blessings he has given. We present our need to him, and then we trust him. In the temptations, Jesus just coming out of the desert, that's what he did. He didn't give in, even when he was so physically hungry after 40 days. He didn't give in to work a miracle for himself. He turned to the Father. When he was tempted, like Jesus was like us, you know, in all things but sin. He was tempted just like we are. So when he was tempted to receive power and glory, the devil saying, I'll give you all these kingdoms. I'll give you everything as long as you worship me. And Jesus said, I can't. I can't. And when the devil said, well, tell God to save you, tell God to protect you, cast yourself down from this temple and ask God to take care of you if you're a God. And he says, I can't. His focus was on God alone. His focus was on trusting God, not testing God. His focus was always on thanking the Father, blessing the Father, trusting the Father. And so it needs to be for us. Where in your life are you ungrateful? Where in your life do you put your trust in yourself more than in God? Examine your heart and prepare this Lent. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.